21st Century Entrepreneurship with Martin Piskarik.
John was born with Down syndrome. I want you to think about this. So John was born with Down syndrome, and that meant he had a little bit extra. All of us humans are born with 23 pairs of chromosomes. People with Down syndrome have an extra 21st chromosome, and it can bring significant medical challenges. On the third day of John's life, he needed intestinal bypass surgery. Before he was 3 months old, he needed open heart surgery. He had two holes in his heart. His little heart couldn't keep up. And as John grew, he couldn't talk. He needed to learn sign language to communicate. So I asked him, what chance did that baby have in our world? What could come of a child like that? And here's the answer. John could grow up to change the world.
Yeah, they have.
He started what is today the world's largest sock store. And as an advocate for people with differing abilities, you've spoken twice before the United Nations.
Yes.
You've testified twice before the U.S. Congress.
I did.
You've traveled across the country, across the U.S., Canada, Mexico, and spoken virtually around the world to people, been named Entrepreneur of the Year, all with a mission to spread happiness.
Absolutely.
What a great story.
Think that.
Okay, you want to introduce us, buddy?
Yeah, Dad. My name is John. I'm my partner, my dad, Mark. We are John Fitness Sock, and our mission is to spread happiness.
Spreading happiness. And what do you say are the keys to happiness?
It's gratitude and do for others.
Gratitude and do for others. That's pretty good, buddy.
Big Dad.
So, we're on Martin's show today. Pretty cool.
Very good.
Pretty happy to be here.
Yes.
You know what people like to hear. They like to hear how we started John's Crazy Socks. Want to tell them that story?
Like to do that.
Okay. So, our story starts back in the fall of 2016. And let me take you back to a small log cabin in the woods.
No.
We'll go to suburban Long Island, outside New York City, in a town called Huntington. And where were you?
I would do a Huntington school. It could be my last year's school.
So, John had entered his last year of school, and you were trying to figure out, like everybody else, what comes next? What do you do? And what were you looking at?
I like a job program in school. I can't find a job.
Couldn't find anything he liked. And you know, this is an unfortunate reality. There just are not enough opportunities and good jobs for people with different abilities. That's true in the US, that's true in Croatia, it's true around the world. But John.
Yes.
You're a natural entrepreneur.
Yes, I am.
You didn't see a job you wanted? What'd you say?
I said, I want to create one, I want to make one. I told my dad I want to go to business with him. Nice. A father's happy together.
So this is very cool. I'm a lucky man.
Yes, you are.
Yes. I have three sons, and this is one I can work with.
Yes, I am.
So, okay. We're going to go into business. But what type of business are we going to start? And you had a lot of ideas.
Oh, I do.
Right? Not all of them were good ideas. What was one of them?
Waterman and food truck. A couple idea for the movie called Chef. One other actor and John Favreau. A neat movie about father and son buying a food truck.
So you go to a movie and you come up with an idea for a business.
Yes.
There you go. Yes, and a food truck. Now everybody loves eating. A food truck.
Well, I love hot dogs.
And they're around the world. You like your hot dogs.
Yeah,
people
do.
Love it. And we're thinking, what could we make and where would we put our food truck? But we ran into a problem.
We can't cook.
Yeah, we can't cook. So no food truck. But then in November, right before the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday,
I have a brilliant idea.
You had your eureka moment.
It did. I want to sell crazy socks. Wild sock is fun, it's colorful, it's creative. It always let me be me. I want crazy socks for her life.
We used to drive around looking for these socks. So we figured this. If John looked at
them, yes,
surely other people would too. And we could find our tribe.
Yeah, we did.
So at that point, what most people do in the traditional approach is stop everything and prepare a business plan. You know, you do your market research, competitive analysis, operational plan, financial forecast. That's not what we did. We went the lean startup route. We said, let's get something up and running, and our customers will let us know if this is a good idea. We'll test the idea. We built a website.
Yeah, I did my idea. I told a website.
You had the name, right? Notice everything is in John. when I say, what about Mark's Merry Socks? You say no.
I said no.
So we built a simple website, got a little bit of inventory. We were bootstrapping, which means you have no money. You got to figure things out. So the only marketing we did, we set up a Facebook page, and I would take out my cell phone, and we made videos. And who do you think was in those videos?
I am. I talk about sock, 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 more sock.
What day did we open?
We opened on Friday, December 9th, 2016.
And we didn't know what to expect. And that first day, we got what felt like a flood of orders. We got 42 orders.
Wow.
And most of them were local, right? We lived in the town of Huntington. You were at Huntington High School.
Yes.
We had temporary office space. So how did we deliver those first orders?
Our home delivery. We got red boxes, but a sock in the box. About a chicken and candy.
We loaded up the car and drove around, and you knocked on doors delivering socks.
Yes, it did.
How'd the customers respond?
I did love the sock. I take a picture with me, the customer, and about the sock, and I show on to the mirror when I get a spread.
We had customers ordering again just to get John to come back to their door. Whole families were waiting to take pictures with them. They were inviting you in for hot chocolate.
Oh, a lot of hot chocolate.
And there were some funny times. It's just the two of us. So there were some nights we were out after 10 o'clock at night, and John's knocking on doors saying, Just drawing with your socks.
Don't shoot me.
No. So by the end of that month, really 2 weeks, we had shipped 452 orders, and we knew we had some. We didn't know how big it would grow. We didn't know how fast it would grow. But we knew we could grow that business. And you learn. You learn by doing. So we learned, one,
people want to buy socks.
They want to buy socks.
Two, people want to buy socks from me.
They wanted to buy from John. They related to you.
Right.
They liked that personal touch of the thank you note and the candy in every package.
Right.
They liked the fact that we had already pledged 5% of our earnings to the Special Olympics. And why the Special Olympics?
I am a Special Olympic athlete.
Yes, you are. And something that caught us by surprise. We didn't expect this. We got a very emotional response from people because they saw a young man with Down syndrome starting his own business. And you learn by doing. So we learned that this young man,
this old man,
we could sell socks. So that's how we got started. And that was now just over 7 years ago. Today, how many socks do we have?
4,000 different kinds of socks, which means I am the world's largest sock store.
4,000 different socks. We have shipped over 450,000 orders to 88 different countries. We have been able to create 34 jobs. 22 of those are held by people with differing abilities. We have donated over $700,000 to our charity partners. And as you like to say,
I was just going to say, suck your stripes.
Just getting started. Right, which is pretty cool. Okay?
Get that.
Now, what we've created is a slightly different type of business model. We're a social enterprise. So we have a social mission, like a charity might, but we're a business. And those two feed off of each other. What's our mission, pal?
Spreading happiness.
Everything we do is designed to spread some happiness. That's what guides us. That's the criteria when we look at our budgets, when we look at our resources, when we look to say, what are we doing here? Are we going to be spreading happiness? And like you say, right, what do you say are the keys to happiness?
Gratitude
and do for others. The more we can do for others, the better off we are. And that drives everything we do. You know, we were always giving things away, but it comes back to you. And we've built the business on 5 pillars.
Experience and hope, give it back, find a product you can love, make it personal, make it equipment to work.
So let's take them briefly. Make it a great place to work. If we're going to spread happiness, we have to start at home. We have to start here. Our colleagues have to be happy working here. And we found a way to do that. One, offer people a mission worthy of their commitment. Something that matters. Something bigger than ourselves. And it can't just be, we're going to make money. And don't get me wrong, we want to make money, right?
Right.
We like to live indoors.
Yeah, we do.
You know? Two, make sure everybody knows that his or her job matters. There's no cog in the machinery. There's no make work. Everybody's job is important. Everybody is contributing to that mission. I've had friends say, oh, come on, Mark, that's a bunch of malarkey. How could everybody's job matter? Well, if the job doesn't matter, why are they on the payroll? Three, put people in a position to succeed. Don't ask people to do what they can't do. We don't ask you to do our finances.
No,
thank God we don't.
Yeah, and, I mean, I can't do it.
Right? But John gives great tours. John is the face of business. He's really good at that. And give people the support they need. If Kenny, our lead packer, needs a particular type of chair, why don't we get him that chair? If Nick, our webmaster, needs a tool for the website, why don't we get it? We're a small business, so we don't have endless resources. Put people in a position so they can do their best work ever. Four, say thank you. Recognize the work that people do. Martin, you prepare and work hard on these podcasts and broadcasts. Don't you like it when somebody says, hey, I saw what you did there? Right? And five, stay the hell out of the way. Let people do their jobs. So that's make it a great place to work. Four is making it personal.
Yes.
We're looking to develop relationships. We're not chasing transactions. You know, one way you show that is every package gets that thank you note in candy. And you see the picture and name of the person who packed your order. If you call here, you don't get voicemail. You talk to an actual human. Okay? It's the way we relate to people. We're always looking to make that personal connection. Three, fun products you can love?
Yes.
You got to deliver the goods. For us, that means we got to have a great website. Got to have great selection. The products have to be great. We have over 30,000 five-star reviews. And the service has to be great. We do same-day shipping. We do better shipping than Amazon. And Jeff Bezos over on Amazon, he's not putting a thank you note in candy. You know,
no, like, I do.
You do, right? But the more important pillars, two, giving back. It's not enough to just sell stuff. You got to give back. And we're so grateful to have the opportunity to do what we do. So we start by pledging 5% of our earnings to the Special Olympics. What sports do you play?
Basketball, track and field, soccer, and snowshoeing.
But we've gone on to create products that celebrate causes, raise awareness for those causes, and raise money for them. So what were our first awareness socks?
Identical awareness socks.
Down syndrome awareness. Celebrate people with Down syndrome. In fact, we've just introduced a new one. It is the first official World Down Syndrome Day sock because people celebrate World Down Syndrome Day by wearing crazy socks. And we've done that in collaboration with Down Syndrome International and the National Down Syndrome Society. So we have a whole line of products that when you buy those, raise money to give back. We sponsor an Autism Can Do scholarship.
Yeah,
that's open right now. The deadline is March 15th. Three $5,000 scholarships. We donate boxes of socks for raffles and auctions. So you have to have that attitude of gratitude. The most important pillar is
spirit and hope.
We want to show the world what people with different abilities can do. So we start with John.
Yes.
You have Down syndrome.
Yes, I am.
We don't put you in the back.
No, I'll be in the front. I am a very independent. I am in the company.
Right. It's higher. So more than half of our colleagues have a different ability. But that's not enough. We create content all the time for our social media. We host tours. So we've had more than 2,000 people come through here on a tour. We host work groups. We had two in today that come from schools and social service agencies. So people can get a taste of work, but see people like themselves working. And with the pandemic, we moved those tours online. So we have had school groups from around the world. come and get a tour of John's crazy songs. We take on speaking engagements.
Yes.
So we travel for those. We were in Nashville last week. We're going to be in Indiana next week. We traveled across the United States, Canada, and Mexico. But we've also done them virtually in Japan, in Paraguay, in Ireland, in Belgium, in Spain, you know, India, Australia, New Zealand. And we do advocacy. People will listen to us because of the business. And that creates an obligation on our part to speak up for those who can't. So we have testified twice before the U.S. Congress. Nowadays, we have to add we were not subpoenaed, right? We got to go there. We meet regularly with elected officials. We had our U.S. congressman in here last week. And we push, you know, changes in legislation, changes in policy, so that people with differing abilities have greater access to work, can retain more of their benefits, and have rights that make them equal people in society. You roll all that up and you get John's crazy socks. If all we were doing was selling socks, we would be lost. We have gone out and counted. There are exactly 1 gazillion sock companies. If all you do is sell socks, what do you say? Ones are better than yours?
Yeah, I guess. Method.
They'll smell like yours. You know what I mean? But that's not what we do. Our socks come with a story and a purpose. When you buy from us and you put those socks on, they make you feel good. At the end of the day, yes, we are the world's largest sock store. But we're not really a sock store. The socks become the physical manifestation of the story and the mission. If you want to find out more, where can people find us?
You can find us at johnscrazysocks.com.
johnscrazysocks.com. Get all the socks you want there. It's a very simple proposition. You buy socks from us, you're going to get socks you love. They're going to make you feel good. And on top of that, you're going to help us employ people with different abilities. You help us give back. Most of all, you help us
spread.
When you go to that website and you can see the socks, but you can also join John's weekly dance party or sign up to get a tour or, you know, get us for a speaking engagement. It's all there. We're on every social media platform. Go and look, you know, just search John's Crazy Socks. I think we have 240,000 Facebook followers. You love doing TikTok, right?
Yeah.
You got like 65,000 TikTok followers. And you can reach out to us on LinkedIn. I'm the only Mark X Cronin on LinkedIn. If you got a particular question, we'd be glad to answer. And John, do you have advice for people?
Yes, you do. Follow your heart, follow your dreams, work hard, show you can do.
21st Century Entrepreneurship with Martin Piskarik.
Imagine a space where triumphs, trials, and tales of entrepreneurship come alive. Welcome to the 21st Century Entrepreneurship Podcast, a gold awarded journey hosted by Martin Piskarik, connecting with listeners in 95 countries and ranking in the top 0.5% of all podcasts. Join our exclusive community. Elevate your perspective and embark on the path to success.